Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about maintaining authority over yourself. This is such an important subject because so many people allow other people to make them feel shitty. And it's ridiculous, quite frankly. The thing that you need to understand here is that the only person who can take your authority away is you, by allowing others to undermine you. How does one do that? Well, in several different ways. The first way would be to allow others to tell you who you are to become. You let them guide you based on what they tell you, instead of you being true to who you are. This is a really good way of losing yourself in any relationship because you're no longer taking a stand for who you are, what your beliefs are, and the things that you care about. And it can be done in such subtle ways, such as making a date to go someplace with somebody and they take so long to get ready that you're late for the event and you may even miss it. And then you wonder, what happened? What happened was you didn't take a stand for them being ready on time or leaving without them. Because your time needs to be respected. Another way your authority is taken away is anytime you're talking to a professional type person, especially with doctors, who think that they know everything about you, and yet they distort the information that you give them. I'll give the example of when I was in the hospital for hormonal issues due to menopausal situation, and they were treating me for manic depression, bipolar, and asthma, neither of which were problems at that time. I had had a hysterectomy, so I wasn't making the hormones that my body needed to make. I was terrifically dehydrated, thanks to a super hot apartment that I was living in at the time, and it made for a disaster. If they had listened to the fact that I had had fibroids removed and had had a hysterectomy because of the fibroids, maybe they would have treated me a little bit different. But they didn't want to listen to that. So I spent 6 days in the hospital when I probably needed to be there for a day or two, getting rehydrated and getting the hormones that I needed in my body to come back to normal. Another time when people allow their authority to be taken away is any time they allow themselves to be abused or used by somebody. It is not love to be told that you're not good enough. It is not love when someone does not answer your text or your phone calls. It is not loving to have someone tell you that they're confused by you. It is not loving to have someone ignore your time frame. And it's not loving to have someone not support you in the things that are important to you in your life. Those are not love. Those are undermining of love. So get that really straight. And make sure that if you're going to be with someone, that they respect your time, that they support you in those things that are important to you, career-wise and personally-wise, both. And that they let you know on a regular basis how special you are. And by the way, you need to do the same for your partner. In fact, it's really good to have this attitude with anybody who you invite into your life. Another way that people allow their authority to be taken away is by not speaking up for those things they truly care about. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with people who get upset with other people for doing whatever. It could be something really small, like not doing the dishes or, I don't know, just stupid crap. Or someone being in a space that they want to be in. Like if someone wants to use the sink in the kitchen and someone is there. Instead of asking the person to move, they ignore it, then they get angry and resentful. Is that empowering? No, it's totally disempowering. Most people, if you ask nicely, will get out of the way. They'll do what you ask them to do. But they can't read your mind. So stop expecting people to read your mind. It isn't going to work. Another way that authority is taken away is when you allow people to jam their religious beliefs down your throat. Man, as a Jewish person, I can't tell you how I hate it when people tell me that I need to believe in Christ to be saved, or I'm going to go to hell for my life. Guess what? It's immaterial to me. I don't care about it because that's not the philosophy of my religious beingness. I don't believe in a heaven or a hell. I just don't. I believe you have a life, and you do the things that matter in your life, and you go through challenges, and you learn, and you help others as you'd want to be helped yourself, and you accept other people's help when you need it. It's really, really simple in my world. I don't need anyone telling me what I believe or what I have to believe, and neither do you. You're allowed to believe whatever it is that you choose to believe and have the faith that you have, and to not have anyone stick their face in yours. You just allow them to know, you know what? I'm really happy that you have this belief. You have this faith. It helps you. That's great. And that's all I have to say about it. And that's the end of it. You let it go. In terms of allowing the people close to you to be abused or bullied, you know, it's up to you to take a stand for them with the folks that are causing the problem. It could be something as simple as, I noticed X, which caused Y, and think about a different way of handling it in the future. It doesn't have to be angry. It doesn't have to be defensive. It just is a statement of the truth as you understand it. Because if we're not willing to take a stand for the things we believe and take a stand for the people who we know may be less able to do so for themselves, those horrible things are going to continue happening. And that's a part of keeping authority over yourself, not allowing that kind of stuff to happen in your presence as best you can. I can't tell you how many times I've taken stands for people when others wouldn't, because either maybe they didn't believe the problem existed, or maybe they didn't think it was their business, or maybe they believed the person would be hurt if they did so. One of them is one of my best friends from college who heard from one of my the professor thought I had bipolar back in college, and this guy never told me until after I was diagnosed that that story ever happened between him and the professor. And I was bullshit. Why? Because had he trusted that I knew that he loved and cared for me in a very special way, I could have had the opportunity to get help 9 years before I actually did, not knowing what was going on with me. Being in it, if you will. So, going forward in your world, be sure to take a stand for the things that you care about, the things you believe in, and be loving and caring enough about the people in your life to say the hard things in a loving way, no judgment, just loving, like observations, and give them the input that you have as suggestions or concerns. Those two words are really, really good when speaking in this fashion to other people. And then it's really up to them to make a choice as to what they want to do about it. But if you don't give them a choice, they're not going to know. And never, ever pretend to be someone you're not. You always want to know that the people in your life love you and care about you for the true, authentic you. Not some facsimile that you made up because you thought you're going to please them by being that person. Get over it. You're fine the way you are. We all have our idiosyncrasies. We all have those things that annoy other people about ourselves. And our job is to let those things be what they are and not let them bother us, as the people around us don't let our idiosyncrasies bother them. So it makes us each individuals, right? So with that, I would love to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.